Joining me via phone from an undisclosed bunker in Wisconsin. Maybe he's getting ready to go out hunting at some point. I mean, when hunting season begins. Luke Helgeman is joining me from the T. Roosevelt Organization. And I know that's not how we should say it, but International Order of Theodore Roosevelt. That's the official name, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How are you, Luke?
I'm doing great, Meg. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I saw your press release, and I thought, you know what, let's get you back on the show. You know, Luke, I've been thinking about this, and I mean, I'm inclined to believe that what those on the left are trying to do is take away our independence, take away our ability to take care of ourselves, fend for ourselves, take care of our families, provide for ourselves. And they want to remove any opportunity that we can find to take care of ourselves and be independent of the government.
You couldn't be more correct, Meg. And all you have to do is take a look at what the Biden administration has done here over the last several months when it comes to the fundamental freedoms from the Second Amendment to hunting, fishing, hiking, conservation as we know it in America. They're attacking it in all realms, right? From taking away our ability to go out on federal lands and use readily available ammunition and hooks, to now they are trying to ban commercial fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. They literally are doing everything in their power to try and take away our fundamental freedoms and changing the very nature of our outdoor model that was built here by Teddy Roosevelt almost 150 years ago. And IOTR is out there, and now through our action arm, T. Roosevelt Action, we are strongly advocating against these policies because we believe that it is politics at its worst. These are issues that aren't partisan. They are issues that unite Americans. And at the end of the day, if we don't have a right to go out and pursue our passion in the outdoors and bring back food for our families, then what freedoms do we really have left in this country? And that's what we're out there talking about every day at IOTR. It's what we are solely focused on by trying to protect it through constitutional rights in every one of the states that don't have it. And, you know, unfortunately, the Biden administration seems to be taking as much ground as they can ahead of this election in 2024. And we need a lot more people to get active and engaged on this issue, or, you know, these pursuits and these sports as we know it are going to be adversely impacted for the future forever.
What would America look like if hunting, I mean, what would happen to the animal population if hunting were banned in the United States?
Well, we have pockets of this existing in liberal states across the country, and it ends in the worst outcomes for the animal populations, right? Death, starvation, illnesses of all kinds coming into these populations, because as hunters, what we do is we manage the population. And we take out the sickly, we take out the old, we take out, the overabundance of this population. And without hunting, as we know it in America, these populations of wildlife are going to suffer. And so for these animal rights groups, right, these so-called animal rights groups to come out and attack our sport and try and end hunting, ban hunting in 30-plus states last year, their attempts, is just absolutely based in BS. And we're out there calling it out every day because they don't care about these animals. All they care about is political power and money. And at the end of the day, hunters and anglers and trappers are the true conservationists in the country, because not only do we go out and care for the land and care for the animals and give thanks for the harvest that we are blessed with, but we also are the ones that pay for 75% of the conservation initiatives and programs in this country.
So I see, per your press release, that the Biden administration, via the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they want to phase out lead bullets on 8 major public hunting grounds. What's the objective? Because let's take hunting out of this for a second. Look what they're telling us we can't, the appliances we can and cannot use, and the light bulbs we can and cannot use. I mean, this is not making us more free. It's actually making us more dependent on the government.
Without a doubt. And this is their radical environmentalist agenda coming through now in hunting and fishing and the outdoor pursuits. And again, there's no science to back this up. There's no science out there that says lead bullets are the cause of any type of, you know, massive problems in our wildlife populations. At the end of the day, what they're doing is using this as a catalyst to try and end hunting as we know it by just getting, you know, their nose under the tent, so to speak. And then the next steps are they're going to come after our guns. They're going to come after our traditions like they are doing, right? And it's not the next steps. They're literally doing it all. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, our ATF, announced that they had a record year of the number of gun dealership licenses that they revoked, 121 of them. It's twice the number of even the Obama administration in a year. And this is the type of thing that this administration seems hell-bent on doing, is they're coming on all fronts, not just the ammo, not just the guns, but now they're even going after hunter education in our schools and archery education in our schools. And we're out there sounding the alarm to try and get the 700,000 hunters here in the state of Wisconsin to wake up and start in this fight with us, because if we don't start pushing back and with force, these traditions as we know it are going to be done.
Well, and you say we need to wake up all the sportsmen and women in the state of Wisconsin. I know that T. Roosevelt Action is another part of the International Order of T. Roosevelt. Talk about what your objective is with the action part of the organization.
So our goal is to create another grassroots army of people who are out there united in our vision for trying to protect the foundational freedoms that Teddy Roosevelt himself built here in this country over 100 years ago. The user pay model of the North American conservation system that says us as hunters and anglers and trappers and people who love to get to the outdoors, we're the ones that pay for a majority of the conservation programs in this country. The Biden administration and their allies in the anti-hunting animal rights area are doing everything they can to erode these traditions as quickly as possible. So our goal is to create an army of activists across the country who are united in that purpose to help us protect these traditions by pushing back against Washington as well as our state capitals when they try and ban the sports that pay for 75% of our conservation in this country. So we're launching through T. Roosevelt Action, and people can check us out at www.iotr.org. We're going to launch our push this fall as hunting season begins to try and add 50 to 100,000 dues-paying members of T. Roosevelt Action so that we can be in this fight, be in the hallways of Congress and the hallways of state capitals across the country fighting to protect and preserve our outdoor traditions as we know them.
So when those on the left are pushing to phase out lead bullets, and if we allow this to happen, this is just step, I don't know what step they're on at this point, but the objective ultimately is to outlaw all bullets. So I mean, at least that's my perception, is don't let them fool you into believing, oh, they just want to eliminate lead bullets. I mean, the next step would be eliminating non-lead based bullets. I mean, wouldn't that be the logical conclusion?
Well, for sure, right? I mean, they're coming after the sporting cartridges now. Next, it will be our traditional ammunition that we use for self-defense and our handguns and our personal firearms. It's all tied to what their ultimate goal is, which is to disarm us, to make us more dependent on the government, to make sure that we can't feed ourselves. And again, it's all about creating more government control over our lives by eroding the foundational freedoms that this country and this republic were founded on.
Yeah, it's just, it's so, well, I mean, I'm not surprised in light of all that is being put into place and the suggestion that, I mean, even I think about these 15-minute cities that are being proposed in different parts of the country, and the idea is that government will have more control over your lives if you're within 15 minutes of everything everything that you need, everything that they say you need. And that's, I mean, ultimately, well, why would anyone have property up north then? Or why would anybody want to go hunting beyond 15 minutes? Well, there would be no need to, because they want to control our every aspect of our lives, Luke.
Without a doubt, Meg. And if that's their ultimate blueprint, right? put us all in a city, take away our natural instincts as hunters and gatherers to go out and provide for ourselves, provide for our families, to manage God's creation that he's put here for us. And again, it's eroding faith, eroding our independence and our freedom, and making us more dependent on the government in every aspect of life. And I, for one, don't want any part of that vision. And I'm going to fight till the day I die to make sure that these freedoms are protected and preserved so that my kids have the opportunities that I did growing up here in northern Wisconsin to experience God's great creation out in the outdoors where we belong.
And, you know, ultimately, Luke, I don't even think that they are trying to, they're out in the open about what their objectives are. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They really do want to limit our freedoms and our ability to be independent of the government. And I mean, I think we already see that I don't know if it's just two different classes of people, but those who want to be independent, and I would say that it's the overwhelming majority of them are in our listening area that just want to have the open land. They want to be able to fend for themselves. They want to be able to take care of their families themselves, and they don't want government interfering in their lives. And I'm very grateful that your organization is part of this this push to preserve the traditions of our history. And you know, as you say, as Teddy Roosevelt himself began here in this country. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go, Luke?
No, I just think a moment of hope, right? Yes, there is a ton of division out there in our country right now, but what I look at out on the country as a whole, right, we still have 15 million people who identify themselves as hunters by purchasing a license every year. You add to that another 50 to 70 million people who purchase a fishing license, and we're dealing with a population of around 70 million Americans who believe in these foundational freedoms through the money that they're already paying in. And if we can just figure out a way to activate these people, to start voting those values and making sure that they're an active participant in the policies that impact their passion, I think we can change the trajectory of the country through this hook and bullet movement. And that's what we're trying to do every day at IOTR.
And your website again, Luke?
It is www.iotr.org, or you can find us at t-roosevelt.org as well.
It's really easy, iotr.org. Luke Hilgeman, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. He's the Executive Director of the International Order of T. Roosevelt. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. We'll talk again soon. Going to a break. We'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.